Syria. Strange times on stranger shores. Holy goats. After being lured in with the promise of hot spas and relaxation, the crew finds themselves on the strange island of Siempre Tiempre. Chuckles went naked into the jungle, Patches followed, and Squish stayed with the captain on the shore. Eventually, he was tricked entering the jungle, where the three of them independently stumbled upon the remains of their beloved Garbarge. He met a strange person, whether it was Old Peg, the beautiful Margaret, or the childlike Maggie. The women revealed that they were one and the same, and only Maggie remembered that she had once been the captain's partner and had been forsaken on the island. Presumably, since Maggie's a ghost, it means that she's dead, but time is funny on this island. The crew can't seem to travel far from the Garbarge, and they're isolated from each other, except for their walkie-talkies. Crew will have to work together, work to find their way to escape, or else they will be lost forever.
So she is dead.
Yeah, she could.
Somebody owes me an apology.
Who?
Oh, let me get my list. You, about, for one.
About this.
Before we start tonight's proceedings, we're going to do a quick dice roll. Everyone's just going to roll 1d6. There's no modifiers, nothing fancy. It's just to get a number.
And if I refuse?
Then you go to go last.
You go straight to jail.
You go straight to jail. No stop.
Is it r/?
No. /r.
Squish, you're gonna have to re-roll.
Oh no, because we tied. This is competitive.
It's okay. Cool.
Oh, God. Just relax. Take it easy.
Okay, perfect.
What about me and Captain now?
No, you're good.
Oh, weird. Okay.
That was just a tiebreaker. So Captain wins. This is fucking bullshit.
There's really not. It's not really like winning.
Everything's like winning.
Or that losing. That explains a lot about you, Tiger.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It means you lost.
You're the biggest loser.
Well, at least I'm the biggest something.
Biggest dickest.
Boom roasted.
Huge dick.
Yeah. Yeah, Peg's about to find out.
Peg's the old one, right?
Yeah.
Old Peg's. So, yeah, just to remind everyone where they're at. Chuckles, you are with Old Peg. She's the old doddering old one, Peg. Doesn't have a very good memory. You're also, and I do repeat, naked. Wish you have the young Maggie, the ghost from the ship that you didn't believe existed.
And Captain,
you have Margaret.
Margaret.
Naked.
Margaret. Yes. I'm not naked. Margaret. You're the only one naked.
Yeah, the only one who's taken off their clothes so far is Chuckles.
That's probably why you ended up with the old lady, because I was thinking back on it. I was like, well, he's the one who saw the little girl. Why wouldn't... But then I was like, well... You'd have to be naked around a child.
Yeah, that did kind of throw things off, but
it's perfectly natural. You're the one that's making it weird.
Improv.
Disagree.
Okay. Yeah. So that is where everyone is. You just made your GM. I mean, Margaret have a three-way call with herself or two-way call with herself. Chuckles, you took your clothes off, and I think we decided you don't have your walkie-talkie on you.
I only got one natural pocket, and I tell you, it's not big enough for a walkie-talkie.
Patches and Squish can be in contact with each other. You currently don't.
Well, looks like we lost Chuckles.
No, I'm here. My camera's kind of glitchy. It's going to give me a fucking seizure.
I didn't say Tiger. I said Chuckles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so apprehensive about this fucking webcam.
You look like you're about to hack into the Matrix.
Yeah, in a bad way.
Like I'm watching a really cool 1990s music
video. Is it distracting? I'll turn it off.
No, no, don't turn it off. Keep it on.
You want to see me like this?
I want to see you just sitting.
All right, carry on.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we'll start with Patches. Margaret's there. Did you catch all that?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I didn't. My camera froze, or my Discord froze again, actually.
I didn't have anything. I just asked, did you catch all that? That ghost, the little ghost Maggie, she just told you everything?
Everything?
Used to be with the captain.
Oh, that, yeah. But
your camera's kind of, your microphone's kind of breaking up, Bridget.
Mine?
Yeah.
Is this better?
That's better.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's breaking up less than Tiger's camera, but.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I had to mention that.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear? You heard all that, right? Over your magic talk box?
It's called a talkie walkie. All right.
Okay.
And, yeah, a little bit. Gotta get out of here before we get stuck here overnight.
Yeah, if you stay the night, thanks for reminding me. If you stay in the night, you guys are definitely going to be stuck here forever. And the sun, it's about, I don't know, it's probably about 10 a.m. right now.
Oh.
Island time.
Western or Pacific?
Those things mean nothing.
Fair enough. All right. Can I look around?
Give me a survey.
Survey says toast.
So you're looking around and it is the guard barge as you remember it, but there are some things that have been added that implies that Maggie, you're talking to Margaret, who's like the middle-aged one. She's been there for a while. So she has like a little area that's clearly like her bed that she's made up. There is some piles of food. She does have a frozen daiquiri maker, just as a reminder. No, it was fruit juice. You can make
fruit juice.
But, you know, she's got some gardening supplies. She's got, like, shovels and, like, a spay and fertilizer. I mean, it's a pretty rundown area, so it's kind of overgrown anyway. But she has been there for a while. Your old books are still there. Some of Chuckle's supplies is still there. And this is true for all of you. This is true for all the three of you that you can see this. You know, old Squish's old cooking implements maybe are still there. Maybe his apron.
Cool.
My favorite apron.
My favorite books. They're wet.
It is a rainforest. Oh, we can't.
No, you can comment. That's as Andy, you can say that.
Yeah, but also into the talkie-talkie.
Yeah. So you've been here quite some time. Made yourself at home, huh?
Yeah, well, I kind of had to getting stuck here by the captain and all. He kind of, you know, left me with nothing. And so I kind of, if you don't mind, it's been a few years.
Yeah, he's a real turd.
Agreed. Major turd.
Major turd. Well, we got to get out of here. I think running has gotten me very exhausted.
Okay, do you want to lay down or anything?
Yeah. I think I'll just lay down.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna sit over here, I guess. And she misses the where there's a giant hole in the ground, which we've talked about, used to be the former poop chute, now is just a hole. And it walks around just a little hole. Sits on the other side of the room, just kind of probably where Dee Dee used to sleep.
That's the monkey spot.
What monkey?
Dee Dee. He was a good lad.
I know that monkey.
I know that monkey.
All right.
Yeah, so I was trying to impress a little girl. So sue me.
What did you have to take your clothes off for? How old Peg says to you.
Oh, now I'm in the scene.
You commented, so.
Well, no, I just kind of zoned out for a second, and I was just thinking back on all the criticisms that have been levied against me over the year, and there's been quite a few, and I have made a lot of enemies. But one in particular was about a monkey.
You've gotten into a fight with a monkey?
No, well, yes, but that's not what I was talking about. No, I was actually, Peg. What is that? Is that short for something? Pegatha, maybe?
Oh, the Pegasus?
Bridget, you're still breaking up pretty bad.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Are the batteries dying in it, maybe?
No, it's 100% charged. I can try this without... Let me try this. I can put it through my... Hold, please.
Hold for power.
Tiger, your camera's also breaking up pretty bad.
Well, now it's not.
Oh, he's pissed.
I'm so mad. I hate technical difficulties. They make me so angry. It really pulls me out of the moment.
Yeah, me too.
Is this any better? I'm just using my computer microphone.
That's a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll just do that for now. Okay. We're back. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's short for they short for Margaret. They used to call me Maggie when I was a little girl. Oh, I was such a cute child, just a little doddering thing. Oh, I miss those days.
I was gonna hold up my red card, but you can't see me out of character. I don't think I knew what the girl's name was. I don't think I asked her what her name was.
Yes, you did. You did ask her.
All right.
Do you want to know how I remember that?
Yes.
You want a history check?
didn't have a name picked out, and I had to think of a name real fucking fast.
No way.
Yeah, didn't go in there nameless.
All right, this is blowing my mind. We're going to have a Kahuna Wave zone after this and talk about all the behind-the-scenes shit. All right. Anyway, they used to call you Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie. I was a cute kid.
Huh, funny you mention it. I just met a cute kid. Looked... No. She was fully clothed. And I was clothed. yes. She kind of appeared out of nowhere and then disappeared into nowhere. But she was very interested in this monkey that I used to know that we were just talking about.
You have a monkey?
Well, can you really own a monkey?
It's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a ghost.
What? No, I'm alive.
Can I touch her flesh?
Yes.
I'd like to approach to her flesh, please.
Flesh?
Yes.
Used to have flesh.
How do I roll perception?
No, you can come up and touch her. She's an old lady.
She can't run away.
I'm gonna awkwardly reach out and touch her on the shoulder.
She's a human. She's a little wrinkly, a little bony, but very much like not a ghost.
Okay, so I touched her shoulder, which was her shoulder had clothes on it, I imagine?
Yes, she's wearing like a kind of a very tattered at this point, very tattered black dress.
I'm going to keep patting her until I reach skin and make sure that the skin is also real.
Oh, yeah. Is it cold? Like, no, she's very warm. She is not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet! Oh, so you aren't not dead.
Oh, I'm not dead. Who told you I was dead?
Well, circumstances. Huh.
Do I die?
Well, not...
Do I die here?
I have to assume...
Do you bury me in this place?
Let's be honest. I'm not the, you know, digging type. So, if you died, I would, at best, move you out of the junk fort.
What? What exactly are you trying to say?
I'm going to throw her out the window, and you're not here. So, well, no, you're not going to die anytime ever, my darling. But I need to figure out what's going on here. I am freaking... This is weird, okay?
Hello?
Peg? Peg? Did I lose you, Peg? Are you still there? Are you dead now?
She just died.
Oh, shit. I promised I'd throw her out the window. That's what she always wanted.
Tell if your camera, if you had stopped talking, or if you're just being silent for dramatic effect.
Oh, there's a lot of information, I guess, in my video. All right, I'll turn it back on.
Anyway, yeah, so Peg is like, I don't, well, to be honest, I don't feel very good. And she kind of gets a little woozy, and she sits down kind of in the center of the garbage.
It's okay, Peg. It's okay. It's just me and you now.
All right. Squish, you have Maggie, who's standing beside you, saying, Did you hear all that? Did you get the gist?
I heard all of it. I do have one question now, though, that I think about it.
Yeah.
You were on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get on the ship if you've been stuck here?
Turns out when you're a ghost, you get to pick who and where you want to haunt.
Wait, you're dead?
Yes. Have you tried seeing if I was dead? Do I really look like I'm a real girl?
Have you touched my flesh?
Yeah, you approach her flesh.
I want to poke her in the forehead.
Your finger goes right through her head, right through her skull.
What the fuck?
Aren't you afraid of ghosts, too?
Ghosts?
I'm very ruh-roh raggy.
Come on, I'm like a young... I tried to appear as like non-menacing as possible. I saw your little friend there, your little child on the ship, and that's why I appeared to him as a woman, as a little girl. I thought that would be a little, you know, less creepy for him.
The little child friend I have on the ship?
Yeah, the one that smells like onions?
I think he's older than all of us.
Not just a small child?
No, he's a very small, quote-unquote, man.
I thought appearing as another child wouldn't scare him, but if you want, I can look like something else. Other versions of me. Let me phrase that before you go anywhere. Just, I can look, and she makes herself look older, and now she's the ghostly version of Margaret, who is with Patches.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
It can be an old lady, and she turns the old peg.
That's not the problem.
All right.
The look is not the problem.
She's back to Maggie.
Oh.
But what's the problem then?
You're a ghost.
The world is full of ghosts. Are you not working for a ghost pirate?
Wait, is he dead? I thought he was just a pirate that controlled ghosts.
He is a pirate that controls ghosts. There are other ghosts on the ship. Have you ever looked for them? Have you ever wondered who does all the cleaning?
No, he brought him out to fight this one guy that Chuckles took his pants off of. And I still was not very happy about it.
He also has been using him to, like, fix the ship after you guys blow holes in it.
Well, yeah, but I'm not there for that.
All right. Well, I'm a ghost.
How do I get out of here, ghost?
I think you have to, like, you know, connect me somehow. Connect the parts of me. I don't know exactly.
You have to overcome your fear.
Can you stand in the boot chute? Did we try that? I feel like we did try that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you ever jump?
Yeah, didn't you jump head first into the poop chute at the end of the last episode? What happened with that?
No, I jumped.
Are you paralyzed now?
Leviathan and a garbage monster. Well,
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do you have any like books on the paranormal or anything? Or,
well, Captain has some books around here.
Do you know how to read?
Yes, I know how to read.
I love that reading is illiteracy has become a plot point in this season. Like not just any map lit reading, you know. It's important to be up on these things. Well, next week we'll teach you guys how to do Morse code.
Morse code's impossible.
Yeah, it's really made up.
On the dot.
Well, maybe there's something in one of those books.
Well, go point out the book, and I will read it. Just stay away from me.
I can't. She walks over to where the captain.
Do you know how to read?
No.
You don't know how to read?
No.
Turn into the old version of yourself.
Still doesn't know how to read.
Oh, shit.
Turns out that didn't. That was a really smart move for a second there.
Literacy is a chronic issue.
Yeah.
Wait, Squish can read?
But yeah, I said I can read.
Oh. All
right, go stand away from the bookcase. I'll find the book.
So she stands over by that gardening section and she just kind of like very dramatically, again, she is back in the body of Maggie, the small child, and just goes and stands by the bookshelf and just.
No, not by the bookshelf.
By the planting material.
No. Go stand in the poop chute. Maybe that'll work.
All right. So she goes and stands in the poop chute.
Good.
All right, we're going
to... survey or study to find the book?
Yeah. Go ahead. And I think it'd be a survey for this one, because you're looking for it.
That's good.
You do find the book. It's just kind of like, you know, on the shelf. It's just this gray, dusty book, and it just says on the side... spiritual reconnection for dummies.
How handy.
My secrets.
Yeah, the only problem is when you pull it out, it's been heavily notated by the captain, or by Patches, rather, who in a previous life left all of his notes on it. And also, unfortunately, it's pretty dense. So I'm not sure how much you're going to be able to glean from it from this one survey. But,
or in other words, you're dumb as hell.
No. While you ponder that, we'll go back to Chuckles, who is standing with the very faint old peg.
So
I just feel winded. This is too much.
Well, how are we going to get
out
of here?
Where am I?
I don't know. I know this is a junk fort, or used to be a junk fort, or looks like a copy of a junk fort. But we need to leave. Because I want to.
Hey, Well, I don't know how to help you. I've been stuck here for so long.
How did you get here?
I was abandoned here years ago.
By whom?
By that awful Captain FitzClyde. May the gods curse his name.
What color was he wearing?
What color?
Yes, was he gray or red?
I think he was a... She wore red. He had a gray frocked coat.
Inconclusive. No,
he had a red coat. I don't know. He was a ghost pirate.
Was he a ghost or a ghost pirate?
No. Again, a pirate that controlled ghosts.
Okay, interesting. Okay, and why did he leave you here? Is it because you're old?
You're awful.
Did you start laughing when you said that in character?
Wow. It really caught up to me how awful I am. When I said old, I meant beautiful. Was it because you're real beautiful?
I think it's because he was a dick.
I don't know. You ever tussle your hair?
I wanted a little bit more of a solid relationship. It was so many years ago. We started arguing, and I think we grew resentful. And then he said, "Let's go to this island. I know it's got a hot springs on it. It's got a spa." And he takes me there, and then I get here.
Did he do that to all three of us? And then did he take us out on a date?
Oh my God! That's what he did to me.
Why would he leave you here? He has to be ancient. That was so many years ago. That had to be...
Am I ugly?
He couldn't have been the same guy. He would be my age, if not older.
And how old are you?
Old.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look that old.
I don't know.
But he's also not a ghost, because... You know, I confirmed.
He did the flesh test on him.
Yeah, we're not talking about how. I confirmed. A flashback? No, it happened in canon. We all.
Yeah, but you can have flashbacks to canon.
All right. Yes, I touched his face.
That's the point of flashbacks, is to make it canon.
Well, no, I mean, it actually happened in a session. I touched his flesh. You guys thought it was really weird, but here we are now. It was very useful information to have.
I still think it's very weird.
Okay. Well, you're not here. So you're not a ghost. And the captain, the red captain, as I call him,
yes.
He is very old, impossibly old.
Yes.
And not a ghost. At least he's corporeal. So maybe somewhere in between?
Are you asking me?
I'm thinking through this, and you're the only one here.
Okay. Well, I mean, when I knew him, he was very much flesh.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Do.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback to Pound Town.
Flashback to flashback.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I need to talk to my... I only know one person knows anything about ghosts. Yeah.
You tried communicating with them?
We're kind of in a bad spot right now, relationship-wise.
Do you care for him?
Like... No. Yeah. I mean, we were, you know, palling around and everything was good and we were having fun. And then I found out he was leaving
you on an island.
Double life. Well, yeah, I guess. No, no, no. That's the red captain. He's the one that left me. The gray captain just lied to me and manipulated me and continues to lie to me.
It sounds like you have a type. Maybe don't go for captains. Captains and
I didn't go for captains. Captains were going for me.
Well,
I didn't ask for any of this.
I'm just an old lady who's very tired, and it's getting hot in here, but you do have no clothes, so maybe it's better for you. It tends to get warm here.
God,
but
you're horny,
I know
aren't you?
That if you...
talk about the captain.
If you look deep in your heart, I'm sure you could find a connection. Also, there's like a Ouija board over there, so I don't know. Did you try that?
I think I'm just going to make a talkie-talkie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here to my, my project area.
Okay.
My special area.
My special area. It's called Juckle's Corner. And I'm just going to bang on these gnawed wires for a little while.
All right. It's interesting. I've lived here for years. I always wondered what all that stuff was for. I thought maybe a giant, like, rat or something lived here, something that liked to gnaw on wires.
No, we get that a lot.
All right. Well, all right. Patches. While you continue to tinker, what are you up to?
I am sleeping.
The one thing you weren't supposed to do.
Margaret is like checking her watch as like the sun's going by. Go ahead and give us a roll. See how long you've slept for.
Roll for just what?
One die. We'll just do a random fortune roll.
How do I do that? One die.
Just like you did earlier.
Slash R 1d6.
Time is slipping by. It's getting later and later in the day. You definitely, at this point, we're going to say you slept for about 3 hours. It is now 1 p.m.
All right. So I am well rested.
You are well rested.
Slept 3 hours. Sorry, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, and you're going to need to know that, because as soon as the sun goes down, you're going to be like old fucking Peg. You're going to have naked men coming for you after 80 years.
I'm going to have 3 different versions of myself running.
Dear God.
Dear God. All right, Margaret.
Are you awake now? I'm sorry, did I disturb your slumber? I mean, I don't really want to have a roommate for the rest of my life. That'd be really inconvenient for me, especially if it's you. But, like, hi. She's pissed.
Why?
Because you said you would help me get out of here, and then you fell asleep.
I had
if you sleep, you're going to stay here. So, like,
yeah, I know. I had to sleep it off a little bit. Let's see here. All right, I got an idea. Do I have Neelix on me?
Yes.
All right, I pull out Neelix. Neelix.
Yes, sir.
How do we get out of this thing?
What is this thing?
The barge, the whole area. Can you go up and take a look around? Like zoom up from a high and look down.
Yeah, I can do that, sir. And he like woo, and like just straight up like floats to the ceiling.
That's the upward float noise.
Yeah. But then like a couple like 5 or 6 seconds later, he comes up through the floor and he looks shocked. He's like, "Sir, I've seen a lot in my day. I am a very distinguished ghost butler, but that creeped me the hell out."
I know.
Where are we?
I don't know. I kept running and running and running, and I kept coming back to the same place. I'm kind of out of ideas.
That is a metaphor for your life, sir, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
Ghost burn.
The upward float noise.
Well, there's no escaping this physically, sir. This is a, from what I can tell, a spiritual puzzle, not so much a physical puzzle.
Another one. I have to astral project.
Can I do that?
I don't know if I can do that. I have no. It's good to find out, though.
You can attune to a ghost field. You can be aware of supernatural entities.
All right. Well, am I doing that right now?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess first things first is introductions. Neelix, this is Margaret. Margaret, Neelix, this is my ghost butler. He's normally very helpful, but we're in quite the pickle.
Hello, ma'am. It's nice to meet you. And Margaret just waves and you know, still pretty mad at you. Is this the garbage where you lived formerly?
Yes. Yeah, I fell asleep right where I used to fall asleep, I think.
Something will never change.
Yeah, I looked around a little bit. Everything seems like
because it is a spiritual puzzle, and you yourself are a tuner of the spiritual, as it was. Have you looked around for any of your old things, if that might help, or did you?
I did not. I looked over a little bit. I saw that my books were all here, but they're all wet, and I saw that Juckles's toolbox was here, or tool corner. Should I run a survey and see what I find if I look again?
Sure.
All right.
So you look around and you're finding the same book that that Squish has found, Spiritual Connections for Dummies, but it is wet and soggy, so you actually can't really read it very well. Uh-huh. Like, all your notes that you had in there are run. Like, they're just run down the page.
Uh-huh.
So this has been flooded recently.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Well, so...
Captain. I mean, Patches.
Captain Patches will do. Thank you.
No, just Patches.
All right. Captain Patches here. What do you need?
No, I'm trying to reach Patches.
Captain Patches here. What do you need? I'm in my garbage. I'm back to being captain again. It's like the old days.
I'm in the garbage.
What do you want?
Hey, I found this book, but you scribbled all over it. I don't know what's going on.
What does my scribble say? Anything good?
Probably not.
I can barely see what my scribbles say here. I think it says...
Wait.
Once I slept 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm sure you've done that before. But what book are you reading?
The same book. It's just all wet.
Okay. Well, maybe you can help talk me through this?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What should I look for on combining souls, I guess.
Connection for Dummies. Yeah.
What?
It's the name of the book.
What is the name of the book again?
Spiritual Connections for Dummies.
Yeah, how do I connect these spirits?
You survey and hope that you come up with the right page.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell him.
Okay, so this book, Squish, as you're looking through it, you can kind of understand some of what it, like, you could read what's being said. It's just not very clear what's going on. But go ahead and do a study and see, try to figure out if you can kind of, like, decode his between the lines and see the actual text of the book.
All right, can I get a plus one for him trying to help me?
Yeah. Yeah, right. He can give you a hand.
All right. Can I also push myself?
Sure. Take one strain and then, yeah.
You're going to look for something called a tuning.
All right.
He just looks at it really hard.
He, like, licks his finger, turns the page. Really studies it. Yeah, so you find the page on attuning, and from what you can decipher, it says this. Basically, to combine multiple spirits together, you're going to need a spirit, a body, and then something important. to that person.
Okay. I turned to Maggie. Maggie, what's important to you?
Well, the captain was pretty important to me, and he dumped me, but I miss him a lot.
I don't like you saying that as a little child.
Sorry.
Like, can I get like an item or something?
An item? I don't know.
Teddy bear, a book, a stick that you
used to... My drums.
What?
Yeah. Dude, I was a sick drum player.
What? And where are they?
Here, maybe, probably.
I don't think I've ever heard you be that stunned before.
She's 6 years old. Why would she say my drums? That's like something like a 42-year-old man would say. He'd just be like, yeah, my drums. I played drums in high school.
Where was the last time you saw them?
My drums? Oh, man. I don't know. I got real mad one time because I was playing really hard and one of the it snapped, you know, the skin of it snapped and I can't really hunt that much, you know, whatever comes close to the cabin I can catch. But I didn't have any skin to replace it. So I think I buried it in anger.
That does not seem rational. If you threw it, I'd understand, but you buried it?
I mean, it was a lot of years ago. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't really thinking rationally. And, like, why am I going to throw it out of the thing, just out of the house, just so it to pop in through the other side of the window?
I didn't know you can throw it that hard. It would go around the world, but that's cool.
It's how things work in this world.
All right, so we have a very finite space that you could have buried it.
Yeah, like the giant circle in the ground.
Oh, shit. There's drums in the poop hole?
Is that what it is?
Not anymore. Now, shh. Patches.
Are you shushing me?
Yes, you. Maggie? Patches.
Yar?
Hey. Can you dig up the poop hole?
Pardon?
And can you dig up the poop hole? The poop chute, whatever you want to call it.
Do you have a reason for this request? Because let me tell you, I'm not really eager to do this.
Yeah, I think there's some drums in there.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I've got no further explanation than that.
All right.
We need to connect.
All right. The I gotta spirits. Come up with
them. We need to attune the spirits with something that's important to them. And I think it's the drums that are buried in the poop hole.
Are you sure it's not just the poop hole? Because it's pretty important to all of us. And I'm sure it could be important to more than just us.
I don't think it's important to Maggie here. She didn't even use it for its intended purposes.
Oh my God. She used it for a drum
hole. Like a normal person.
You're a ghost.
And that's you're right. Not here. All right. Let me see. Margaret.
What?
Neelix.
Yes, sir.
Guess what we got to do?
Yeah. What?
We got to dig out the poop hole.
I do believe I hear dinner on the line. Hold, please. And Neelix just poof.
Hey, get back here.
And it's just you and Margaret. What are you
doing that for? Get back at it. All right. Margaret, let's get going. And I like grab her by the arm and start walking towards the poop hole.
I have a whole gardening section I pointed out earlier.
Does that gardening section? Oh, the shovels. Yes. We need shovels. And we're digging up drums.
Drums?
Yeah, apparently they're important to you.
Man,
yeah.
I used to hit the drums so hard. I was great at them.
All right, then. Well, guess what? You want to be great at them again? Let's get those drumsticks out and start digging, because your drums are in that poop hole.
Well, we only have one shovel, so I'm not digging with my hands.
Okay.
Well, so,
all right, well, I'll
supervise. Into the shovel.
What?
It's your poop hole.
This better build character. All right, so I start digging. Where's where's the digging action?
So as you're digging, she starts talking to you. She's like, "Do you even know why I got into the drums?"
I didn't ask, but why?
Oh, no, it's fine. Go ahead. You can just go ahead and continue to dig up.
No. I'm sorry. I'm just a little cranky. It's working, and, you know. Why are you into the drums? Is it because they're, you know, you can beat on them?
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Be that way.
No, it's this dumb story my mom used to tell me as a kid about this, like, princess who had a beautiful voice. And they, you know, wanted to replicate her voice, wanted to give her a great companion. So these, like, a bunch of these scholars went out and they found, like, the best drum they could find. It was made of, like, the softest lambskin you can even imagine. Yeah. And it was beautiful. Everyone said it was the most beautiful set of drums. So I, like, really love the drums. Super big fan.
That's a very sweet story. Reminds me of something else I heard a long time ago. But
about
I can't
your mom?
Remember. What? No. About a magical musical instrument. I think it was a flute. No? Maybe. I don't remember. I'm digging a hole.
All right, we'll roll.
That's pretty cool. Me? Yeah. I like the bottle. Ah. That's a bad joke. All right, let's go. Boy, this hole's got a lot of dirt in it.
Yeah, it's really like fertile dirt, too, have you noticed?
No, I haven't. I have just been trying to dig it. It's, you know, are these onions? What the hell?
As you dig, we're going to go back to Chuckles. Chuckles, you've been tinkering at your station for a while. What's going on?
Yeah, I am just trying my darndest to make a talkie-talkie. Just trying to cobble whatever I can together. I imagine it's kind of awkward because I'm just kind of hunched over in my inventing corner. And is Peg talking to me? She's still kind of whining.
She's kind of just muttering to herself at this point. She's laying in the poop hole at this point because she's like starting to. She's mentioned that she's felt faint. She's mentioned that she's felt hot. So she's kind of just like laying down, trying to cool off, and just kind of muttering to herself. You can't really hear what she's saying, but she's not like watching you as you work.
Well, funny you say that because I'm also muttering to myself and feverishly just hacking away, and I Peg, I wouldn't lay in that hole if I were you. I don't know what you use that hole for, but I know what we used it for, and I wouldn't want to lay in it.
You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
He said, it's fine, it's okay, I'm good.
Would you like me to tell you what we used it for? Because I really feel like you would change your mind if you knew what we used it for.
If you knew how shitty I feel, you'd stop talking and let me lie down.
That's an interesting choice of words. And then I keep hacking away. Am I having any success?
Well, let's roll your tinker and find out. You have made these before. You presumably still have the supplies and the knowledge of doing it. So I could see you, if you roll a success, making them.
Okay. Because it was really hard the first time. I remember that we had a timer and everything.
Yeah. You do it. Congrats. Yeah,
so it was pretty close, though.
It was pretty close. You are able to create a very poor version of your walkie-talkies. They still work and everything, but they're, you know, obviously a little ramshackle together.
And they zap me a lot.
Yeah, they tend to, like, electrocute you just a little bit.
Okay. Well, by Jove, I've got it.
That's nice, dear.
Okay. I was hoping you'd be happier for me, but I guess not. You're just worried about your own problems again.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to fire this thing up. Hello. Hello. Can anybody hear me?
Does he have to roll something for that, or?
No, his walkie-talkies work, so you do hear him.
Who is this?
God, I hate you. I regret immediately ever making this thing.
Juckles.
Yes, Juckles. No, it's never been Uncle Leo. Quit calling me that.
Uncle Juckles, then?
Hey, you guys will never believe what I found.
Oh, I think I will.
I don't think you will. You'll never, ever guess. Sure.
Hey, could you do me a favor before you tell me?
What?
Can you do me a favor before you tell me what you found?
No.
Yes?
God, you two are so difficult sometimes.
Okay, what do you want?
Can you dig up the poop hole?
The what now?
The poop chute. The poop hole. The hole we used to poop in the garbage that you're in.
And I look around. Can you see me?
No, are you thank here? God. Last time I saw you, you were naked. And I don't
yeah, I'm
want,
still naked.
I don't need nor want to see that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Nude is beautiful.
Yeah, when it's not you.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. I'm in the gar bar, so lucky guess.
Not a guess.
I can't get out of here?
Yeah, that's why I need you to dig up the poop hole.
Yeah, you said that, and I feel like it's some kind of sick innuendo, and I don't appreciate it right now.
No,
I wish you would take this more seriously.
Oh, no, this is very serious. You know that hole we used to poop into?
Oh, you meant literally.
The center of the, yes, no, not your poop hole.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to go fuck myself in, you know, your trademark, you know, loquacious way.
No, I don't beat around the bushes when it comes to that. I will tell you to go fuck yourself.
Okay. So you want me to do what now?
Dig up the poop hole and look for drums.
Okay, well, here's the
other
thing. I know
it's an absolutely insane thing.
Yeah, yep. All those words are coming out of random to me.
It's always something more with you.
But you need to understand. My poop hole is clogged with an old lady. She's very hot and very whiny. No offense.
What was that about innuendos now?
My poop hole is clogged with an old lady. Not an innuendo.
She get out?
I don't know. I'm afraid to move her. Wait, why do I need to get drums?
There's some kind of... Wait, there's an old lady there?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Is she a ghost? No.
Yeah.
I've touched her. She's not a ghost.
Oh, boy.
Yep, she is. She's real.
Has she touched you?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, that's one big lawsuit we won't have to settle.
Yeah, we're not going to court anytime soon. I think we're okay.
Yes. No. Ask your ghost.
Peg.
Wait, hold
Peg.
On. Ask your
ghost. Can you please kindly move out of the hole for me?
Do not ask her to move out of your... Don't ask her to move out of the poop hole and touch you.
No. Just get out of the... Could you please move out of the poop hole for old Corey, Trevor?
Sway her?
Okay.
Yeah. Seduce her.
With my magnum dong. Failure. Okay, well, it's still Magnum, just not convincing.
Die. That's all I want to do anymore. I just want to die.
What? No, you said you weren't dying. You promised me.
I decided to change my mind.
Don't do that. No, you're just being dramatic. What? You want some fruit punch?
Yes, I would like some fruit punch.
I know you invented it. Let me bring you some fruit punch.
I know, my greatest invention, lost on this island, forever forgotten.
This is what I'm going to do for you, Peg. I am going to get you out of here, at least your invention for fruit punch, and I am going to publicize it. Trust me, I know a celebrity chef, and he will make it big. And in the meantime, how do you make fruit punch so that I can give it to you and you can get out of the hole?
It's a fabulous recipe. It's a mixture of the finest cherries, oranges, tropical fruits. Beautiful.
Where the hell am I going to get all that?
I don't know.
Do you have some?
Yes, it's around the back, just outside on the other side of the door.
Okay, I would like to tinker some fruit punch for m'lady.
Okay. Go ahead. Congrats, you've made a delicious cup of fruit punch.
Okay, I'm going to bring it to her lips. Peg, now here is some fruit punch. I hope it gives you enough life so that you can vacate the poop hole.
It successfully revivifies her. She kind of takes it and she feels more like, oh, I do feel better. It was the fruit punch, of course. I knew it's health benefits. I'll get up and I'll rest over there. And she points to what looks like to be a bed. And she gets out of the poop hole and lays down on the bed.
Now don't go dying on me.
All right.
Squish, are you still there?
Yes.
This is Chuckles.
You can hear me laughing on the other side. The doggy dog.
The poop hole is now open. It's free.
Okay, then you need to dig in there real deep.
Do I have to?
Oh, wait. Hey, Patches.
Who?
You're on this call too, right?
I'm busy right now digging a poop hole.
See? See? That's why you got to dig up the poop hole.
Because Patches is doing it?
Well, yes. We all have to do it.
You're not doing it.
How do you know? Are you here?
Lucky guess. But you did just give it away. So clearly you are not digging for it.
No, I have a little ghost girl digging it for me.
That is the worst thing you've ever done.
I don't think so.
It's no fair. Why did I get the old one?
Oh, no. Mine can turn old.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to do that? She can turn
middle-aged and sexy. She can choose her age, actually.
Peg.
Yes?
Can you choose your age?
If I was, I'd wish I was younger.
Me too. All right.
You look very young, almost like a child.
No, that's just, I get that a lot. I'm just short. No. I guess I'll start digging.
All right. Give it a go. Patches. Chuckles, before we leave you, how are you digging this hole? I guess I should ask.
He says top hat.
Oh, I'm sorry. We went back to me. How I'm doing, like digging this hole.
Yeah, are you going in hands deep, or what are you using the shovel, or?
Well, yeah, I guess I I'd have to find the shovel. Do I have anything in my toolbox?
I mean, you have like a little spade.
A shovel.
All right, I'll use the little spade. Maybe it's a hammer. All right. It's not the right tool for the job, but I'm I'm just gonna claw dirt out of there. Does it stink?
I mean, to be fair, the poop hole was had direct access to water before, so I mean, we didn't actually like.
It's true, unless the guard barge materialized with the poop for some reason.
Let me just say it's a partial success of whether or not that stinks or not. I'm going to let you choose what that means.
A partial success? Yeah, I think it's even if it doesn't stink, even if it has nothing to do with the actual, you know, poop, it's psychosomatic for me that I can smell it even if it's not there and it's disgusting. I'm going, but reluctantly, but I am making headway.
Patches, we're going to get back up to you. And as you're digging, you feel something.
I'm digging it. I'm digging it. And I get to that point, like when you're digging and you ding, but it's actually a drum. It's like, dung, 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 dung.
And then he busts into song.
Yeah, no. Hold on, I think I found it. Dung, dung, ting. Hey! Oh, man.
You pull out an old drum. It's not very big. It's about yay high, so maybe like 2 or 3, you know, 2.5 feet. So it's like a drum that could fit between your legs that you can play on.
Oh, it's a wongo mongo.
Yeah, it's heavily detailed, heavily carved, has a lot of geometric imagery on it. But it's very old, is what it's you can beautiful. Tell, and very worn. And Margaret, who's with you, looks down. She's like, hey, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, the captain bought me these. Oh.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I gotta make a phone call. Hey, Squish.
Yes.
It's the captain.
Oh, okay.
The great captain.
That was my next question. Wait. Patches, captain.
The great captain. The great captain. Patches. Listen, I found a drum.
Oh, good. That's what you were looking for.
Now what?
Let me look at the book. And I will tell you what you wrote on it.
Don't you put me on hold.
Click.
Squish, Squish.
Yes.
I haven't found anything yet. Should I keep digging?
Who is this? Yes, keep digging.
Oh my god, I've never seen him want to kill you so bad.
Yes, keep digging. Patches just found his drum.
You know what? I completely forgot. Don't mean to interrupt. I forgot.
What?
We have the inside of the guard barge.
Oh.
Pretty accurate.
What, this whole time?
It's for tonight. Yeah, sorry. Continue digging, is what he said.
Yes. Yes, continue digging. Patches just found his drum. Chuckles.
Yes. So I should keep...
Keep digging.
Yeah, but why would... Okay. I keep digging, I guess.
Does he find a drum?
No. As Patches is digging, you're digging a bigger and bigger and bigger hole, and you're not finding anything, actually.
Squish, I've dug so much. It stinks so bad, and I have found nothing.
Oh, thank God I didn't waste my time digging a hole. All right.
I'm going to put this old lady back in the hole.
I unclick from Patches. I go, all right, now we have to figure out what to do with the drum. So I have to read the book more.
So you go back to the page that you had looked at earlier. And as a reminder, it says you need 3 things to connect the spirit. You need an actual partially part of the spirit, the body, and something important to them.
Oh, hey. Hey, Juckles.
Who is this?
It's Squish.
My Squish.
Hey.
I am still digging. Really... There is nothing in here. Stop digging. It smells so bad.
Right.
I cannot express to you how disgusting this is.
Hey, stop digging. I got really, really...
Do you remember? I am naked.
Hold on.
And I am covered in human waste.
That is not my fault. The human waste might be my fault. Partially. But I got something that's going to really cheer you up.
I somehow doubt it.
Oh, no, no, hold on. Are you ready for it?
No.
No. That was very...
Oh, boy.
Anticipation.
He's so happy.
Oh, don't tell me it froze.
Oh, no, come back. You're here.
Okay, all right. You get to push the old lady in the hole.
Head first.
I don't care how she goes into the hole.
Peg.
Just push her into the poop hole.
Peg.
Yes?
Great news.
I'm feeling much better now. That fruit juice really helped.
No. Good news. You can die now.
What?
Yep. Pack it in.
You said you weren't going to kill me.
Yeah, but plans have changed. No, I'm not going to kill you. You're going to die of natural causes.
What?
Yeah, I pick her up.
You pick her up. She's okay. Pretty frail. She is fighting you slightly, but she's a very frail old lady.
You are very light.
Yeah, you know, I've only really been subsiding on strange birds, occasional rabbits, and fruit juice.
Fruit punch, as I recall.
Yeah, fruit punch.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask
you. Are you serious about throwing me in the hole?
No. I will set you down gently into this large hole that I've buried for you.
Push her into the hole!
Shh! I'm working on it. No, pay no attention to that. No, I dug this hole all day just for you.
Can't hear you.
Wait, on. You're putting me in a hole, but you're not going to kill me? Do you think I'm going to be able to get out of this?
I don't know where the hole goes.
It goes to the ground. I can see the bottom right there. You didn't actually dig very far.
Well, I don't know that we, you don't need to criticize me, I don't think. I feel like...
That's not a criticism.
It's not about how far you dig. It's about how hard you dig. That's what my mother always told me. Now get in the hole.
I'll get in the hole.
I'm going to have you because I don't want to make it 100% too easy, even though she is a very old lady. You are going to skirmish with her. Okay. She's going to fight you slightly.
I don't really want to fight her.
Okay.
So I'm going to stand her back on her feet.
Okay. So you put her on her feet just outside the hole. She's... looking down in there. She's like, why do I even need to go in there? Who are you even talking to?
This is my friend Squish. He has no bedside manner, so perhaps you shouldn't talk
to him.
For
sure.
Maybe you could talk to Patches, my other friend that's on the line. Patches, are you there?
Hello?
This is Juckles. This is Juckles.
Uncle Juckles!
Yeah, long time no talk, right? I have Peggy here on the line. Old Peg, they call her. She's just been informed she needs to go into a hole, but she's scared, and she just wants to talk to someone, a captain. She wants to talk to a captain.
You have the captain there?
I have a captain.
Captain Fitzclyde?
Hey, yarr, Captain Fitzclyde.
Yeah, this is Captain Fitzclyde. Yeah, get in the hole, my lady.
Are you trying to sway her into the hole?
Exactly, sway is what I'm trying to do, which is
rare command.
I fought her. I don't want to fight her.
Are you swaying or commanding her?
I'm swaying.
All right, go ahead and sway her to get into the hole.
Oh, no.
It doesn't work. You left me here on this island. How could you?
No, I'm working on it. Listen, the island's cursed. We're trying to figure it out right now.
What do you mean the island's cursed?
Have you tried leaving?
What? No, I can't. Okay, fair point. I can't.
Peggy.
Old Peg, she prefers to be called.
Old Peg.
What?
This is Squish.
Squish is my other friend. He's not a captain. He also has terrible bedside manners, so take him with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Okay.
I really need you to get into the hole.
Wait, put Margaret on the line.
Wait, Maggie? No.
Maggie, that's it.
No.
The child.
No.
She can convince her to do anything, I bet.
I don't think so.
She really misses Maggie.
I think you just want the GM to talk to the GM again.
No, I just don't want to fight this old lady. I feel like I'd be an all-time low. I already punched people in the nuts for fun.
Try swaying her.
Old Peg, do you like to be called Old Peg? Or was Jungle just being a dick?
Oh, I mean, I nobody really calls me anything. I live by myself. I guess I call myself Old Peg.
Okay, Pegrit. What I need you to do is to get into the hole. Please.
Are you attempting to sway me as well?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Hunter.
My sway is just as good.
Oh, I did not know.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a really, kind hunter, I suppose. Well, what happens when I go in the hole?
Everything will be solved.
I don't know what that means, but...
What? Yes, you will get to see the Red Captain again. Captain, the real Captain FitzClyde.
Like in heaven?
Shut up! Can I say Jungle to shut up?
No, you've convinced Peg. She lowers herself into the hole. Chuckles when you look in, you just see this little old decrepit lady standing in a hole.
I pat her on the head.
Okay. What now?
You tussle her hair.
I tussle her hair. This always makes me feel better.
Oh, the captain used to do that to me.
What? I wasn't his first?
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Is it comfy in there? More fruit punch?
I mean, no, I'm good.
All right, great.
I don't know. Does it stink? I feel like it stinks.
I felt like it stinks too. Try digging it.
You didn't dig very far, remember?
Listen, I don't think now is the time for criticism.
All right.
All right. I repeat, the old lady is in the hole.
All right, good. The old lady's in the poop hole.
Old lady's in the poop hole.
You got the drums.
Got the drums. Now you have to do something, Squish, for once in your life.
Maggie.
Yes?
Can you stand right here in this circle, please?
What was it? A spirit, a body, and something imperfect. Oh, important.
And it was the soul, the spirit, something that's linked to them, and the body.
All right.
So, Maggie, please step into this hole.
Maggie steps into the hole.
Isn't she already in the hole? Wasn't she digging the hole?
No, I never told her to dig a hole.
Oh.
What am I, a psychopath?
Yes.
Oh, right. Anyway, what happens when she steps into the hole?
Well, nothing quite at first.
All right. What else does the book say?
Well, let's go ahead. We'll have you study it and see what else needs to happen.
My study's not good. Do I get another plus one for Patches?
Yeah, Patches, talk to Squish about this book. Where did you know, because it's your book.
Like my handwriting?
No, it's terrible.
It's not terrible. I write very fine, just very tiny. And that's how it works, you know, because you can read my, once I told you, they're like, oh, it's not that terrible. I can actually read real good.
Oh, there you go. You know what? Now that you say that, yeah. It's perfectly clear.
Yeah. sometimes we work together.
So you finish reading the rest of the spell, and it's an incantation, and it actually is relatively simple. You just need someone to attune the three objects together once they're in the same location, and connect them all kind of like a needle kind of going through three pins of fabric, you know, like, so you just need someone to.
I can attune.
Patches, please attune.
Attuning.
I can attune.
Any boost? Any modifiers?
You said you can attune. Chuckles, do you want to attune with him?
No, I just felt left out.
Okay.
No, attune with him.
Okay, I'll attune with him. But I don't know how to attune. Is it just concentrating really hard?
Yeah, we'll connect. It's going to be very poignant. We're going to become best friends.
Arise, chicken.
All right. Well, you roll your attuning
with plus one.
Chuckles rolls his, he will roll as well give you a boost.
I see. So zero. Okay.
Just regular. Yep.
All right. There's one. Hey, critical. Oh, right. You got zero in attune. Wanted to be part of something. Yeah, really.
I'm just concentrating really hard.
Now we know what that smell was. It was chuckles when he flatulated. Concentrates very hard.
Yeah.
So, Captain, you close your eyes and you try to attune. And as you're attuning, what you're feeling is basically like, even though your eyes are closed, you can kind of see in your mind these three objects. You see the old lady in the hole. You see Maggie, the ghost, and you see the drums that are in front of you. And then with a flash of life, it's like they all just combine into one. And all of you see the same flash of light in front of you. And when you reopen your eyes, the three of you are once again standing in the garbage together. Maggie, the drums, and the old lady are nowhere to be seen.
We killed them.
Yeah, Margaret, Old Peg, everyone's gone. It's just the three of you in the garbage.
I mean, we didn't kill them. They were already ghosts. So
mine wasn't a ghost. I asked her specifically, and I touched her very intently, and she was alive.
Or yeah, she was a zombie.
Mine was a ghost.
I don't think she was a zombie. She didn't try to eat me.
You never touched yours, Patches. You don't know if she was a ghost or not.
That's because I'm a gentleman.
What are you implying? That I'm not a gentleman?
She asked for consent?
Yes. I said, may I approach your flesh? And she said yes. And then I did. Okay.
That's approach your flesh and touch your flesh is two different things.
It's no, you would never say no. It means it was in the context. You weren't there.
Chuckles, because you did fail your attuning, I'm going to have you take one level of damage. You're going to have blurry eyes just because the flash really hit you hard. And so you're kind of like having
my eyes were closed. All right, so I would put that under one harm.
One harm, yeah.
Okay.
You just got some blurry eyes.
Okay.
You know, when you like see a bright flash, you still have like some spots in there. You're like, ah, yeah. Get those out.
That was weird.
All right, so
we're back in the old ship, boys. How do you feel?
A little confused. Chuckles.
Yeah.
May I approach your flesh?
You can see all of my flesh, my friend.
Yes, but I want to make sure it's real.
It is real and it is spectacular. Touch away, buddy.
I don't understand. Don't you have a lot of clothes here from when you lived here?
I'm not sure where or what we are right now.
I poke him in the forehead.
He's real. I mean, it's just you poke him in the forehead.
Am I real?
That's the flesh test.
Am I real?
I think so.
Did I pass the flesh test?
You're real.
Yeah, well, I feel like I just killed an old lady, so I don't feel great about that, but I do feel great about... Wait, can we leave now? I don't even know.
I don't know.
You guys want to race?
I want to go to the hot spa.
Yes.
I don't think there is a hot spa. I think this place is full of shit. That captain, I think he tried marauding us here. All right? The red captain, the bad captain. Remember, I'm the good captain. He's the bad captain. And I think he tried murdering us here.
That old lady didn't have anything good to say about the red captain.
He's a monster and a threat, and we should definitely take his ship and run.
Yeah, the old lady made him sound like a real turd. Although we killed her.
Together.
Let's go back to the ship and give him a piece of our mind. There's three of us, only one of him, boys.
Yeah, but also he might be a supernatural being.
You give him the flesh test.
I gave him the flesh test, but however, this old lady said that he must be at least 150 years old, and he did not look...
You're afraid of an old, frail man?
He doesn't look old to me. He's got some powerful fingers. I could feel them when he touched my scalp.
But he tussled me.
Yeah.
He tussled you too much, lad. He shook your head.
Yeah, he did.
All right, well...
He also believed in me. He also left me, so I'm conflicted.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of conflicting figures right now.
Yes, I am.
But right now, I'm telling you, he's not a good guy.
Yeah, you sound like the old lady. And you see what happened to her.
I mean, she could be all right. Maybe she went to the afterlife.
So she did go to heaven.
I don't know. Can I attune to see if she's still there?
Do you want to put her in a bottle, too?
Is
that an option?
Can I tune? Sorry,
I think she's saying yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. You attempt to attune, and you kind of put yourself back in that state, and you're feeling out. But it's like real, like you just kind of get zapped like a short circuit. You kind of blew out your tuning ability for the day.
Oh,
dude. Nice.
You're not going to believe this. I blew out my tuner.
Huh. I've never seen your tuner work.
It's kind of an internal mechanism, kind of like an internal clock.
For your failure, you're also going to take one harm, level one harm, blurry eyes.
Blurry eyes. Again? How long am I getting blurry eyes?
Because you failed your tuning and that snap, that shock kind of gave you some blurry eyes.
Behind blurry eyes.
All right. I just start walking away.
Yeah. So you you leave, you walk through the door, and you get a little bit further along the path when you do see the ghost of Maggie standing in front of you. She just kind of appears, but she's not like threatening or anything. In fact, she seemed to have a little bit of a better glow to her.
And how old is she?
She's young. She's like how you remember her as a young child.
Maggie!
You guys did it!
Yeah, you're welcome. Where's your drum? I want to hear some sick beats.
Oh, I don't really have long here. You guys connected my spirit. I'm moving on. But I did want to thank you. I did want to give you guys something for all the hard work you did for me.
Is it money?
No.
Is it the deed to the ship?
Deed?
It's a hot spring?
Hot spring?
Yeah.
You can give that to us?
I can show you where it is.
Wow. I thought she was going to give us like a legit like metal spring that was just really hot. I was like, no way.
This whole thing was a pun.
No token.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I got it. So she leads you down a garden, this really lush, foresty path, and you kind of go under some trees, and you get into this cave, and as you walk into this cave, you see this beautiful hot springs open up in front of you. There is some light coming through a cave in the side of the wall. The water is warm. It is a little phosphorus, funky smelling, but it is beautiful, clear water.
Wow.
Okay.
Honestly, Juggles, you're the one who's really prepped for this. Jump in.
Oh, you're talking about the nudity. Yeah, I'm going.
You jump, yeah, jump into the water. Enjoy yourself.
I vaporize into a cloud?
No, no. Okay. The water is not harmful in any way. Squish, Patches, you just watching?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, guys, get in here. It's fine.
I decide to jump in.
Come on. No, no. You can't just jump in with your clothes on. It's a hot spot. You got to take that off.
No.
You have to. That's how it works.
Where's the rules poster?
It's just, you've never been to a hot spot before? Oh, my God. You're going to ruin the water with your nasty ass clothes. Come on. Yeah. Come on, it off.
It smells like a soup because of onions.
Just imagining Juggles walking over like, nah, come on, pop it off. He's like grabbing your clothes.
Come on, let's pop this off. Let's go. Can I sway him?
Can I sway him? Can I wreck him?
Can I wreck his poop hole?
Oh, my God. Enough.
Oh boy. I did not enjoy that.
All right, fine. Just be a sport and do it right for once.
No.
All right. Well, I guess I don't know why I expect anything different.
I walk into the water.
Were you gonna try and sway him, Chuckles?
I feel like maybe I shouldn't.
Okay. All right. So Squish walks into the water fully clothed. Patches?
I'm already in the water.
Fully clothed?
To the untrained eye. As soon as Chuckles looks at me, I just, all right, hold on. And I pull out my pants out of the water. I'm halfway there. I don't take this frog for nothing, but I'm keeping my pants.
So we've got one naked man, one completely clothed demon, and one pool bearing man. Is that correct?
Yeah. I wouldn't be the captain if I didn't do that at least once.
So you three of you are soaking and you're enjoying the waters. Very relaxing. You all have a moment, though, where you kind of wander off. It's a very large spot, so you have some privacy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so, well, Chuckles, we'll start with you. When you're standing in the water by yourself, you feel the presence of someone behind you. It's not creepy or anything, but you are suddenly aware of there is someone behind you. But when you turn around, there's no one there. But you hear a voice in your ear, and it's Old Peg, and she's like, "You promised about that fruit juice, right? The fruit punch. You're gonna let people know about it."
Who is that?
It's Old Peg.
Old Peg, are you here?
I don't have long.
Are you dead?
I've been.
Are
dead
you in heaven or hell?
We'll see once I get there.
Oh, you're like traveling.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No.
Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Are you going to haunt me?
I'm trying to reward you.
Really? With money?
No.
Okay.
Let's just go. Let's go through it, and then we'll decide how we feel about it at the end. How about that?
All right. This is very strange.
Look into the water.
I look at my feet. Okay. Through the water.
In your mind's eye, I need you to picture one thing. One thing, if you can get right now, what would it be?
Oh, dear. Oh, I don't want to ruin this. It's just one particularly average onion, which I can just pull out of my ear at any time, apparently. I want my best friend, a best friend. I want a friend.
Wow.
Or does it have to be like a real thing, like a toy boat or something?
Well, is your friend? No. She says, okay, we'll make sure you get a friend. You feel her leave. As she's leaving, though, you're filled with this like feeling, and it's very strange, and you're not sure what it is, but you come to realize it's acceptance.
Oh dear, this is, I can't even put words to it.
And for a very brief moment, I'll let you decide how long that you want this feeling to remain with you. But for a moment, you realize that, you know, you are with a group of people who you would consider your friends.
So there were, you have two. So I had it all along.
No.
So I got chipped out of a wish.
Should have gone for the onion. It's a feeling that lasts with you, and it can stay with you as long as you would like.
So a newfound confidence. I want it forever.
A feeling of acceptance.
Wow.
Chipped out of our wish.
Squish, we'll come back to you. Same thing, as you're sitting in the water by yourself, you feel, again, this presence, and you turn around, you don't see anyone, but you hear a voice in your ear, and it's little Maggie, and she says, I want to thank you for connecting us and, you know, allowing me to leave that place. My soul was stuck there for so long. Wait, what, if anything,
can you see
right
me?
Now? No.
Oh,
does that make you feel better?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. No, I can't
also
see
makes
you.
Me sad I did not disrobe.
Okay. You can look into the water and anything you desire you can find there. What is it that you want more than anything?
I look deep into the water and think for a second. And I'm staring. And I go, I hope to never be able to run out of food.
Well, make sure your coffers are always full. And she scurries away. And you have, again, this feeling of, like, intense fullness. Not, like, yeah, you're uncomfortable, but, like, complete satiation. You realize that for some time, you're not going to be hungry or require thirst. It's not that you can't eat or you can't find pleasure from eating. It's not one of those things. It's not a genie's curse. But you realize that, like, I feel comfortable. I feel completely full.
Oh, and then a bubble pops up from underneath me.
Okay. And then patches.
Yar.
you again, you feel this presence behind you. It's Margaret in your ear. She says, I want to thank you for freeing me from that awful, dirty hut that I was left in. When you look into the water, you'll find something that you want. You know, greatest wish. What is it that you...
I'm out of character. Am I near anybody?
No, you're by yourself.
Okay. I wish... I kind of wish I could be the captain again. But I need to get back to Lockport. And that's all I say. And then I leave it at that.
She says, okay, well, do you want to be the captain or do you want to get back to Lockport? Because you can have one, but maybe not both.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, you and I will decide then off camera what it is that you feel, and you can pick one.
All right.
But you do come away feeling very satisfied with yourself. Uh-huh. You feel comfortable with the knowledge that you've been given. None of you are given anything physical. These are all feelings that you're left with. As you finish in the water, in the spa, you feel good. You feel nice.
All right.
You guys can stay there as long as you like, but once you're finished and the sun's starting to set, you decide that you need to leave. So you get your clothes back on, or you just leave the... well, I guess you can't put your clothes back on. You left them on the beach. Chuckles.
I feel there's some judgment in that statement there.
No, I'm just saying that you guys are preparing to leave. I mean, Squish is still completely soaking as he gets out of the water, and, you know, so is... And so is Patches. You're probably in the right spot, honestly. You can dry off. Anyway, you get out of the water.
All right, back to the ship, boys.
That was the best spring ever.
Let's go confront that scallywag who tried leaving us here.
What's a scallywag?
It's not a good person.
Okay.
It's somebody we want to beat up. And that's the Red Captain. He betrayed us, lads.
Did he? I mean, he brought us to this spring, and this was the best thing I've done in a long time. Also, I'm feeling very satisfied, and I think he might be my best friend.
No. We're your best friends.
He's your best friend?
That's what I think the hot spring was telling me.
I'm so glad you finally found one.
Man. All right, let's go back to the ship. Give this captain a piece of mind. Listen, let's go talk to him, see what he says. But I guarantee you, he'll show you true colors.
Why are you so angry, Patches?
Because he's a jagoff, and we need to take his ship and get out of here.
We just had a nice, relaxing soak.
Yeah, I'm pretty satiated. Wait, I'm relieved. I am...
Listen, it worked out for the best. Happy. It did. It really all did. However, don't forget, we almost got left here for oblivion. We only got out by the skin of our teeth.
I think it might have been some kind of team building exercise.
It could have been.
Yeah,
it
I'm worked. Sure to think that too.
It could have been a group drum
That's
session.
That's great leadership, now that I think about it.
I know, and I brought us all together.
All right, yeah, well, let's go back to the ship. That's the one thing we agree on. I'm starting to get cold.
Yeah, you got too used to that warm hot spring.
I can't believe you spent an entire session nude.
A session and a half, thank you.
Head back out to the island. No tricks this time. No hidden anything. You walk back to the shore perfectly safe. The captain is still there. It is. The ship is still there. The captain is there waiting for you. He's got a pretty good buzz going on. He's been kind of drinking on and off all day. And, you know, the sun is going down, so it's been a lot. And he goes, ah, there you are, boys. I was a little worried.
Hey, have you been to that spring?
Oh, the spring that, yeah, I've been to that hot spring. It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Hey, wait, hold on. We got to talk to you about something real important right the fuck right now.
Wait,
where the fuck did you get that liquor bottle?
Oh,
Squish, that looks like the one I gave you earlier.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was drinking it with him.
Hey, and you let him have it?
Well,
I appreciate it. I'm
sure you appreciated it. Just like you appreciated, Peg? Or Margaret? Or Maggie? Any of those names ring a bell?
Yes. Oh, Margaret. I miss her so much sometimes. Well, things didn't end the best between us, and I kind of left her on the island, and I was hot-headed back then, and, well, when I came back, the curse is what the curse is, so.
Curse? I have bad news. She's dead.
Well, I'm not too terribly surprised by that. It was many years ago.
No, she died now.
She was still alive.
Yeah. She wasn't too happy with you.
Are you sure she was alive?
Yeah.
Did you do the flesh test?
Yes. I did the flesh test, and she was alive. She passed the flesh test.
Number one rule of being a pirate captain, flesh test everybody.
Yes. And I asked for consent first. I think that's the second rule.
That's amazing.
I thought the first rule was clean up after yourself.
No, only when you're interacting with other people. I mean, we're talking about, like, this is flesh test protocol. Anyway, Very tired. I'm very sad that, you know, she's passed away, but I hope she's in a better place, and I hope you guys were able to get her there. I knew when I looked at the three of you, I said, there's something about this group. They'll be able to do the impossible.
Kill an old lady?
You just abandoned a person on an island.
And exactly how old are you anyway?
Me?
Yeah, you.
63?
That is not as old as she implied you were.
The thing about the island is that it's a little goofy with the timing. So, I mean, what may seem like, you know, like an hour or might be a day or a year or, you know, vice versa. So
how long have we been in there?
Only half a day, turns out.
Wait, oh, okay. Have you tried this with other people?
Yeah.
Why'd you bring us here?
Is this like your shtick? Do you bring all the girls here?
I don't take every girl there, but I knew you guys had the special something that could have finally broken the curse. I tried with other crews, and they just didn't have what it takes. But the three of you, you showed compassion, motivation.
What curse?
Team building, puzzle solving. Look at you. You're a real go-getter.
What curse did we break?
Margaret's curse.
Oh, there wasn't a curse on you?
No, why would I curse myself?
You cursed them?
What?
Why did you do that?
You spilled the beans. You didn't even try. I just revealed that to you.
That's awfully cruel. I thought you just left her to die.
Well, I'm a ghost pirate, you know, not the best, not the nicest. I enslave people after their death.
Are you enslaving us?
Only once you die, maybe.
I told you, lads.
Are you grooming us to be ghost crew?
I think you would all make excellent crew, ghost or not.
Man, wow. Just when I was ready to hate you, you bring me back in.
Oh. Are you ready to board the ship, take off, go to our next stop?
I am.
Wait, why didn't you go to the spa?
Have you ever ran into one of your exes? It's really awkward.
You would have helped make it just like a lot easier to send her.
Yeah.
But
to her death, officially.
I think this was really a you thing, and I think you all did really well.
How many other crews have tried this?
I think we did too.
I think you're a monster, and I don't like this at all, and goodbye. And I storm off.
Storm off where?
To the ship.
Oh, okay.
To the bathroom.
to my new poop shoot.
Well, disappointing, but he'll come around in time. You guys, you did great today. I'm really, really proud of you.
Are you going to reward us?
No, I don't think so. But hey, what would you like as a reward?
Oh, I was not prepared for that.
A best friend.
Money? How about this? Next island we'll go to, we'll do a little raiding party, a little thievery. We'll split the bounty, whatever, you know, four ways.
All right. I'm on. I'm in.
I'm easy.
I'm easy.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Patches, that sound good to you?
Go out.
All right. Patches is on board. So, next stop, thieving party.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Thieving, 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 thieving. Hail the Junk Fork Boys, in the night they roam, solving woes with fire and chrome. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours never late.
Do you know what token that he was at? He was at an interview, and they asked him, and you know what he said? He said, "You know what? I've been asked that question many times. Why didn't they take the Eagles? Why didn't they take the Eagles?" And I answered them every time, "Shut the fuck up."
He will.
I think that's apocryphal.
Yeah, it's definitely in the Bible.